This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here. Welcome back to Digital Poison, the podcast where we talk all things green addiction and burnout because let's face it, our digital lives can be a bit like that friend who overstays their welcome. You know what I mean? You scroll through your phone for 5 minutes, then suddenly it's 2 hours later, you're glued to the screen, and you haven't accomplished anything but doom scrolling. This happens to the best of us, and trust me, I've been there. But the good news is we can break free from that cycle. And guess what? Sometimes the most powerful way to do that is to take a step back, a big one. In today's episode, I'm going to spill the tea on why I decided to ditch my smartphone for a while and the incredible things that happened when I did. Spoiler alert. It wasn't just about detoxing from social media, it was about rediscovering myself in the real world. So buckle up, grab your coffee or tea, and get ready to explore a whole new way of living, one where you're not constantly plugged in but fully present. Let's dive in. One of the biggest takeaways from my smartphone detox was realizing just how much energy I was wasting on mindless scrolling. Ever feel like your phone is sucking away your precious time and attention? You know that feeling when you start a task, check your phone for just 1 minute, and then suddenly realize an hour has vanished? Yeah, me too. Turns out, those little notifications that are designed to hijack our brains, they release dopamine, the feel-good hormone, making us crave more. It's like being hooked on sugar, but instead of a delicious treat, it's just endless scrolling and a fleeting sense of satisfaction. Another eye-opener was how much my mood improved when I wasn't constantly bombarded with news, social media updates, and email notifications. Remember those good old days before smartphones when you could actually relax and enjoy the silence? You know, the blissful moments of peace and quiet without the constant buzz of digital demands. Well, that's what I rediscovered during my detox. Less input, more mental space, it was a revelation. It also made me realize how much I value real-life connections. When you're glued to your phone, it's easy to miss out on the nuances of face-to-face interactions. You know, those subtle cues like body language and tone of voice that help us truly connect with others. Instead of just texting or calling, I started engaging in meaningful conversations with people around me, something I had forgotten how much I loved. Speaking of rediscovering things, I found myself actually enjoying activities that used to be boring because they didn't involve screens. Remember reading a good book for fun? Taking a walk and really noticing your surroundings. Or having a deep conversation with a friend without distractions. Those activities felt truly enriching again. It's like my senses came alive and I started appreciating the simple pleasures of life. So here's the real deal. Giving up my smartphone for a while wasn't about becoming a tech hater, it was about reclaiming control over my digital life. It was about recognizing that technology can be amazing, but only when we use it intentionally and mindfully. Think of your phone as a tool, not a crutch. Okay, let me tell you a story. Last month, I went on this camping trip with some friends. We hiked through beautiful trails, cooked over an open fire, and gazed at the stars, no phones allowed. It was incredibly refreshing. We actually talked to each other. We played card games, shared stories around the campfire, and laughed until our stomachs hurt. I felt so present in that moment, connected with nature and my friends. But even more important, I realized how much I had missed out on during those times when I was glued to my phone. It wasn't just about disconnecting from technology, it was about reconnecting with myself and the people around me. That experience was a game changer for me. So, what's the takeaway here? Remember, you're not defined by your digital footprint. Your life is more than just likes, shares, and notifications. Embrace those moments of silence, unplug from the constant noise, and rediscover the joy of living in the real world. It's time to reclaim your attention, boost your well-being, and create a life that feels truly fulfilling. Ready for the next step? I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media, tell me about your own experiences with digital detox, or what resonated most with you in today's episode. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Digital Poison, your guide to breaking free from screen addiction and living a more intentional life. Until next time, stay real, stay present, and keep it dope.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.